Here we are today. It is Friday, and we have a show for you going back to last year, last January. Dr. Ralph Pono. Remember, he was mentioned on an earlier show this week with Carl Mislav. Dr. Ralph Pono, a friend of Carl Mislav's, who apparently had bad table manners or something, I don't know, but Dr. Pono was on with his own show today, and the Dr. Ralph Pono show features a philosophy where you come first, everyone else wipes up the rear. That's the Dr. Ralph Pono philosophy. I mean, that sounds about right for me, man. I could use some of that. So let's listen to Dr. Ralph Pono now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ralph Pono, and welcome to our broadcast today. And we've got some things that are different about today's show that I'm going to get into. And I want you all to follow along. And I want you to remember our slogan here on the Ralph Pono Show. And that slogan is, if you're okay, the rest of us had better be. That means that the number one priority is how you feel, and all the rest of us need to get in line. Too often in life, we're asked to subsume our own feelings for the benefit of others. And on the Ralph Pono Show, the working philosophy has been and always will be, you come first, everyone else stand back. I'm not a psychologist. If you're new to the show, you may think that I am a lifestyle therapist. Well, in many ways, I suppose I am, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm an internal medicine specialist. I'm an internist. I am a doctor of internal medicine. I am the PCP, the primary care physician for many people in the entertainment business, one of whom is, I'm very proud to say, Phil Henry, who's the host here of the Phil Henry Show podcast or netcast, and the man who allows us some platform time here to espouse very, very important philosophies, lifestyle hacks. It's a term that I really enjoy. You've heard people say, I've got a life hack or a lifestyle hack. This show, the Ralph Pono Show, is a life hack. We help you to muscle in, break into, hack into life, and get in through whatever subterfuge you can muster and find out about life. Steal things. If life were a massive computer, the Ralph Pono philosophy is, that's Dr. Ralph Pono, is, and I do appreciate the title of doctor. That is important to me, to be called doctor. I call myself Ralph when I'm giving myself a pep talk, and I'm sort of talking with myself or to myself right now. And yes, I know you're there too. But again, the most important person here in this moment is me. I'm telling myself it's okay to feel how you feel, Ralph. For you, I'm Dr. Pono. For me, I'm Ralph. Right now, I'm almost hugging myself. If you are looking on the video cast, as Mr. Henry calls it, you can see me embracing both of my arms, hugging myself, and saying, it's okay, Ralph, to be first in line and to tell all these other... And let me be clear, too. I'm not angry with you. I love all of you, and I want all of you to do your best. So, but I speak in Ralph Pono speak when I'm speaking to myself. So I say to myself, you're okay, Ralph. All these other suckers can get in line. That's how I make myself feel better. Okay. So what are we talking about tonight? Tonight, today, this morning, whenever you're accessing, whenever you're hacking and removing the information from the large biocomputer, the large psychobiocomputer, the large socioeconomic psychobiocomputer that is life, as you break into it and steal, which is your perfect right, that's what we mean by life hack. Break into the large socioeconomic psychobiocomputer that is life and steal what you want, because too long it's held on to this. As my father used to say, Ralph, go to the bathroom and have a bowel movement. Don't hang on to it like it's gold. Understand? So life needs to do the same thing. We are the major components of life. We are the children of life itself. So we get to bust in and take what we want, you see. And if it was if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd say to life, you're going to take what I give you. I am sorry that sounds like so much prison yard talk, but I break into it occasionally because I am that aggressive with your happiness. All right, that leads us to tonight. Before going on the air here on the Ralph Pono Show, the Dr. Ralph Pono Show, the Ralph Pono Show is for me. For you, it's Dr. Ralph Pono. So, again, I come first when I talk about me and my feelings. You are, again, I say this with love. I say this with the greatest of love because I want you to be happy. But in speaking for myself, through myself, and from myself, I come first. You, quote-unquote, wipe up the rear, end quote. Okay. So what happened tonight? I want you all to sit down. It's everything is fine, and I've got calls lined up here from Julie, from Teresa. There's one from Melissa. Are you all right, Dr. Pono? Yes, I am. Thank you, all of you, for asking. Earlier this evening, I took a hostage at the pharmacy down the street. Wait a minute. I was in to get a prescription filled. It was not a med for any mood altering. It was not a med to control my ADHD. This was actually a prescription from my doctor for a stimulant, a very mild stimulant. It had nothing whatsoever to do with any depression or bipolar issues or anything having to do with ADHD or ADD. This was simply a mild, moderate stimulant that I sometimes will take in the evening hours to lift me or raise me up or pick me up so that I have the energy and I have the interest and the focus to care about what it is I'm doing. Because there are some days, as much as I love and respect all of you, and I so want you to do well, there are days when I don't care whether you, and again, hear my feelings here, not so much the words. There are days when I don't care whether any of you live or die. And that is on you, not me, but I say that only to make myself feel better. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, I think there are days when I don't care. I don't think, I know there are days when I don't care whether you live or whether you die and rot where you fall. But I'm saying that for my own, you see, peace of mind and mental safety, not to insult you. You are of immense value to me and to yourselves. But when it comes to me getting out of bed and dragging myself into this, again, this is just my perception, into this torture chamber called a broadcast or netcast studio, then I have to put myself in a place that is first, you see. That's what you have to do. So when I sit here, Dr. Ralph Pono says, I don't care whether these suckers on the other side of my voice live or die and then rot. You understand what that means? That means you die, then fall, and no one discovers your body until you have pretty much decayed and rotted into the soil and into the vegetable matter and mineral matter around you. But that's just from my own perception. You have immense value. And we're always stressing that here on the Dr. Ralph Pono Show. We're always stressing that. And again, coming from my place, which is the place of Ralph, which is where I feel safe, I say, I'm always stressing this with, hear my feelings, not my words, I'm always stressing this with you idiots and praying that you get it and in my heart feeling as if you never will because you're so stupid, it boggles the imagination. You see? That's me. That's not you. That's me. That's not you. And that's what makes our moments together here. That's what makes the Dr. Ralph Pono time so valuable. Each and every one of you comes first. I come first here with me, Ralph. Ralph Pono, as I was when I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, I was Ralph Pono, and the rest of the world could drop dead and rot right where it, my mother, my father, they could die, rot, and stink before I would allow myself to feel a negative thought about myself. Now, did they? Of course they didn't. Did I want them to, really? No, of course I didn't, unless, not really, but in the sense of making myself number one. Because again, remember the Ralph Pono philosophy. You come first, everything else wipes up thoroughly, and with a little bit of a scrubbing motion, the rear. Everything else wipes up the rear. Get the sense of that. That's how important you are. And that's how important I am. In my world, I'm number one. You wipe. You must. You have to. Otherwise, my sense of self begins to suffer, degrade, and guess what's dropping in the dirt, rotting and stinking? Me. Well, that can't be. That can never be. Ralph Pono, Dr. Ralph Pono, to you, to me, Ralph, or Ralphie, as I was called when I was 7 or 8. To me, I stand strong and tall, and you wipe it up. Where I go, you follow with a wipe rag. See? This is why our bestseller, the book you can get now on Amazon, Dr. Ralph Pono, I Come First, Everyone Else Wipes Up the Rear, is a bestseller now. It's doing very, very well because we are clear on what it is we're doing. Now, let me get back to what happened earlier this evening. I was filling a prescription. The pharmacist, and again, I don't want to get into a lot of detail because it's not important, and it isn't important in your life either. When people say to you, be more specific, you say to them, I'm being specific. You're not listening to me. All right? In chapter 4 of I Come First, You Clean Up the Rear, remember what we say about tonality and emphasis. So you say to people, you're not listening to me, like that. That gets their attention. They sit up straight. They look at you. They know you mean business. Now, the pharmacist, I said to the pharmacist, may I see the package, please, as she brought it to the register. And again, you have to understand, I had told the pharmacist my name. She said, what is your name? Dr. Ralph Pono. And she says, date of birth. I let it slide, as the kids like to say. I let it go that she didn't recognize who I was. You see, that's that individual who's coming first in her world. I get that, and I appreciate that. But in my world, I'm not coming for. I come first, and what she's done is she's relegated me to wipe duty. She's got me on my knees with my hand with a toilet paper mitt, basically, waiting for her to lift her rump up off the toilet seat so I get to wipe. And she doesn't understand that I'm Dr. Ralph Pono. She's not taking into consideration that in my world, I come first, she wipes. This is where static enters into human relationship. And this is why we emphasize the duality, you know, and also the tonality. So when I said to her, you're not listening to me, and she glanced up and she had dumb painted all over her otherwise very, I would say, very pretty face, but it said dumb from just under the hairline to the chin. It could have just been the D in her forehead, the U at the eye level, the M at the nose, and the B where the mouth is. Dumb. And that's when I took her around the throat with my forearm and dragged her into the back of the storeroom and as some of the employees approached. Now, I get that this was an extreme emphasis of I come first and you're not listening to me. I understand, but I told them, I said, I'm Dr. Ralph Pono. Now, I come first in this situation. All of you other people, get that toilet paper mitt ready because you're about to wipe me. The young lady, the pharmacist, did the wrong thing. She said to them, don't do anything, calm down, and then she tried to talk to me like I was a raving thing, like I wasn't even anyone fit to talk to in a reasoned, intellectual way. She spoke to me as if I was a raving thing in a cage that she was trying to calm down so she could transport me to another zoo. To another zoo, you see. Another place to put in a cage with a sign that says, something that was in a cat box. We thought you'd be interested in looking at it. That further enraged me, and my forearm tightened more around her throat. Now came the inevitable, the police. Because I come first in that situation, and she comes second, I value my safety and my life. And in so valuing my safety and my life, I'm valuing hers. I released her. I put my hands in the air. I said, I'm Dr. Ralph Pono. I come first. You get that toilet paper mitt ready. And I'm talking to an officer, I believe he was a sergeant, with the Los Angeles police. I said, I don't see toilet paper wrapped around, I don't see the mitt of toilet paper around your hand, Sergeant Dugan, or whatever his name was, I forgot. And I was taken by my shirt, slammed to the tile floor, handcuffed, and pushed through the store, past the wide-eyed stares of the customers, and blood coming from my mouth because my face had hit the tile rather severely, and I was laughing. I was laughing. I was laughing. I was saying, ha, 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 and my teeth were red with blood, and my chin was red with blood, and I told everyone, it's all right. This is the natural order. I came first. Now Sergeant Dugan comes first. A moment ago, it was the young pharmacist. She came first. But in the end, it's all a procession of life. You see? I was released into the custody of the good people at the Effervescent Mood Center in Canoga Park, California. And I was then transported back to my podcast studio where I am right now with two attendants, one on either side of me, both of them, and I know you don't want me to put you on the air, is that right?
No.
And you either?
No.
Now I come first, you see, and I would insist, but I won't. But I want you all to know that I'm here saying everything I want to say, even though I have two dumb cops on either side of me. I come first.
You guys got your toilet paper mitt?
You don't, do you?
No.
Okay. Life will never be successful for you. Life will never truly be the joyous thing that it can be, and you will never really hack into life until those around you have a mitt of toilet paper wrapped around either the right or the left hand, ready to wipe when you say to. Now, do they literally? No, they don't. In a figurative sense, you can see it, though. You can see the way they're holding their hands loosely, as if they're... Did you ever play baseball? Have you ever seen a baseball player? You see them with the mitt, and the other hand is very loose. The other hand, the fingers are loose, the fingers are open, waiting for that ball to be hit to them. Everything loose and ready. That's the way people around you should look when they're standing next to you, and you are presenting yourself and your needs and your feelings and your desires, and their hands should be loose, ready to reach for a roll of wipe and to get down on their hands and knees if they have to as you lift your rear end up off the toilet seat, and they're ready to wipe you because you come first. What are they doing? Wiping up the rear. I want you to know that I love and appreciate all of you. And that these next 2 weeks that I'll be spending here at Effervescent will be, they will be illuminating. They will be illustrative. They will be elite. They will be elaborate. They will be elevating. I didn't say elevating. I said ill-evading. Because I'll be evading illness. I'll be evading illness. I'll be evading illness. Why? Because it's something I'm doing for me. I want you to go out and have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll see you again next time on Dr. Ralph Ponto.
Dr. Ralph Pono with Life Hacks. You're right to break into the large psycho-biocomputer that is life and take what you want. It's yours. You are a child of life. And remember, as Dr. Pono likes to say, it's about me.
The Dr. Ralph Pono Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated, all rights reserved, Podcast One.